Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, as I always say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, will you? I really so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air. The time you're spending with us as a whole, really. You know, you help. You help get the stories out. You help me understand what's going on. Sometimes the questions you ask, I don't think of asking. As I always love to say, and some of you make fun of me for doing it. I don't really care. You know, I'm not the expert just because I have a mic. Doesn't work that way. Never has, really. You know, for anybody. And these guys who really do think that they're God's gift to everything and everyone. Yeah, that's a problem. You know? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can, well, we used to have a poll up there. Some of them you guys would answer like crazy. Some of them you just blow past, not really pay much attention to, which is okay. You know what? That's the whole idea behind them. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. 700 professors at UNC oppose teaching USA's founding documents. I told you about this. This is what you've got to get people on the same pages. You've got to get people that will do the same, you know, that will that understand how important this is. Bring them to school board meetings. Bring them to city council meetings. Make sure they understand, they know, and they'll get involved. Otherwise, you're done. Nearly 700 professors at the University of North Carolina signed a public letter opposing a proposed law that would require students to take courses on America's government founding documents. Well, why not? What would be the problem with that? The professor says the bill would infringe on their academic freedom, and that they mean they would be infringed their crusade to turn a generation of Americans against their own country. That's what it means. Like, I mean, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to teach the history, the factual history of the real... I mean, if they're so bad, if what our founding fathers did was so bad, then why wouldn't you put this out? Put it out there. Show how bad they actually are. The letter went out that we, the other side, UNC Chapel Hill faculty, are alarmed by the interference and overreach by the North Carolina legislature. Really? It's an overreach to have them decide what education you're teaching? The actions violate the principles of academic freedom and shared governance. So what is it? If you're a history teacher, you know, they have to have a degree in their field. They have to have a teaching degree in their field, which means they had to prove that they understood history. They knew it. And yet they don't want to teach it. They want to do what they want to do, how they want to do. Anyway, if enacted, we believe that these measures will further damage the reputation of UNC in the state of North Carolina and likely bring critical scrutiny from the accredited agencies that that no undue interference in the university should be tolerated. So what do you teach in a Constitution class, or do you teach one? What do you teach in government class, or do you teach one of those? Maybe you teach that the government of Venezuela was better. Notice I said was. What do they want to teach? What is it they want to speak to? The proposed law would dictate that students learn about the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Emancipation Proclamation. I mean, seriously. Professor said, it's just absurd. It's frankly just absurd. He was a tenured Chapel Hill history professor. Demanding that American history be taught this way, one way, and that diversity, equity, inclusion efforts be eliminated or dropped. These are just two pieces of the same puzzle. No, he's wrong. How do you teach diversity, equity, and inclusion at a time when those things weren't even being thought of? And they were fighting to put a country together. While these guys are fighting to tear it apart, the others were fighting to put it together. He said, it's a culture war that's being waged, and universities are unfortunately caught up in the middle of it. It's blatant violation of academic freedom. Where was that in the Constitution? Anybody find that? And a blatant show of disrespect for the expertise of faculty at the U.S. You're right. It's not the expertise. It's the fact that you yourselves are the fascists that want to teach that to our kids. Call it something else because they trust you. And you know it. Listen, I used to be on CNN fairly regularly. And I was a casualty of truth, I would say. Anyway, so I used to be on CNN on a regular basis. And that professor woman that took on both O'Reilly and Eric Bolden, I used to be the green room with her on a regular basis. And one night we're sitting there and we're talking away. And I'm just, trying to, the Joe charm, just drawing her in. And she's talking with me, and she says, I was going to run for Congress. And I said, really? She said, yeah, but I realized that being a professor at a college, being, if I might say so, an attractive young woman, I could have more influence on these kids than I would have as a congressperson. Let that sink in during the break. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Trilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I'm really, truly appreciate the time you're spending with me. Truly appreciate the time, you know, that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And truly, you know, just truly being part of the solution, part of the conversation. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, be part of the conversation, be part of the solution, as they always likes to say. All right. As I always likes to say, yeah, okay, whatever. Anyhow, we're talking about these higher education types who I've been making fun of for over a decade, these professors who think I've got it all together. And, you know, they're demanding that they're allowed to teach American history the way they want to, not based on truth, not based on actual fact, not based on anything they could actually, you know, honker onto. No, they want to teach you from a standpoint of how bad America is. And it was put together the wrong way, and it was put together for the wrong reasons, and therefore, you have to put it down. You have to abandon the thoughts, the principles, the basics. You know, and again, have them say, let me see, where is it? The Native American history be taught this way one way, and that diversity, equity, inclusion efforts be eliminated or dropped. These are two pieces of the same puzzle. He goes, I said, it's a blatant violation of academic freedom. Well, where is that? You have the freedom to teach the truth. You don't have the freedom to teach whatever you perceive to be the truth. And I am tired of hearing about the expertise of teachers. Look at me. I am tired of hearing about it. Because just because you're a math expert or a history expert doesn't mean anybody else can't be the same thing. Right? The only difference is a lot of you, I wouldn't even say most, but a lot of you are not teaching pure math and history in your rooms. You're teaching about social issues. And it doesn't make you, look it, I'll put myself up against a history teacher. I really will, because I've been studying now the Constitution, history of government, I don't know, pick one. Because when you come up against it, most of them don't even know how the government operates, how it functions, what the three branches are, what their roles are. They don't know. You know, you watch those Jay Leno clips, but they have ones that are even newer, obviously. Right? Campus Reform is a great place to go. Campusreform.org. Campusreform.org. They got all these videos up there. You've got professors that can't answer basic questions about the Constitution, about the the government process, if you would. And, you know, and right now they're claiming that this is they are claiming that this is a culture war. It's hilarious. You know, why do you think so many Generation Zers, well, why do they oppose free speech or the Second Amendment or freedom of religion for that matter? Because of the teachers you've allowed, the professors you've allowed to take over these, what almost jokingly the degree is called these higher facilities of learning. Really? It's just nuts. People, you know, these young kids are being radicalized and these are taxpayer-funded classrooms. It's your money and my money, and they're taught to hate you and I. They're taught to hate everything that we stand for. I mean, I believe that you get to a point now where some of these professors have become so liberal, a good portion of them. You know, we're outnumbered. I think it was 32-1 last time I did the story. 32-1. For every one conservative professor, there's 32 liberals. How did that happen? Why? Because conservatives who were going in, They're not willing to fight. They're bullied and yelled down or yelled at by the other teachers. Well, if you really believe in those kids of yours, if you really believe, see, that's the stuff that bothers me too. I'm here to teach the kids. I'm here because I love the kids. I'm here because I want them to learn. Well, then how do you let the rest of the teachers or good majority of the teachers get away with teaching them garbage? Why do you do that? Why do you let them? And the asinine thing about all of this, these teachers wouldn't be doing what they're doing if it wasn't for the land of the free and the home of the brave. They wouldn't have a right to change history or teach it any way they want to, because the government would tell them, they're complaining about it now, the government would tell them what, how, where, and not to deviate from, or else your family will have to, you know, reimburse them for the government bullet that they put in your head. You don't believe me? Check it out yourself. And there's reasons why these professors don't want your kids to know about American greatness. There's a reason why they don't want them to know about the Bill of Rights. You keep them ignorant, and you keep control over them. Look at it. I've talked about this with Zoe. I've talked about this with Sonia. if you keep them ignorant, then they're looking at you for answers. You can lead them around like they're on a leash. If they have their own brain and they can figure it out on their own and they can make things happen on their own, they don't need you anymore. That's a scary place for a hardcore left-wing Democrat to be. And let me bring back Jim Crow laws to you. Because it was illegal to educate a black person. Why? Because they would be educated, they would know how to get out of the situation they were in, they would have the information they needed to fight back. Really. And you think about American greatness. Don't talk to an American who's been here all their lives. Don't talk to a U.S. national whose family was born, bred, and brought up here. They're spoiled. A lot of them, I'm telling you, a lot of them are spoiled. You think you're entitled to freedom just because you're entitled to freedom. Because you have a heartbeat, a breath. You're not. You're entitled to your freedom because of the people who came before you and died for that flag that you think is useless, that you hate the colors on. It's so oppressive that it gave you your freedom. That's how oppressive it is. Why don't you go talk to Russians who came here from their oppression? Talk to the Chinese nationals that came here for the freedom. I mean, we're running out of the World War II people, but maybe you could talk to some of your great aunts, great uncles. Ask them why they came here from Italy, from France, from wherever. Now, I know you poo-poo that kind of stuff, and, you know, they're just old, they're stupid, they don't know. The population is ignorant. The kids are ignorant. They have feelings, but the feelings don't fix, don't adhere to fact. Ah. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. We're learning more about what happened in Cleveland, Texas Friday in the minutes before a man walked to his neighbor's house and killed five people. Police say an appeal to that man to stop firing his gun escalated, and neighbors called police five times in about 20 minutes before the man started shooting his neighbors. President Biden says when it comes to finding a way to increase the federal debt ceiling,
the default on the national debt is off the table. For over 200 years,
America's never, ever, ever failed to pay its debt.
Biden says the debt ceiling should not be held hostage by MAGA Republicans in Congress. Today in Israel, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he's waiting for a phone call from the president so they can talk about it. If you have good credit, you'll be paying more for a federally backed home loan. Mortgage fees are rising to underwrite lower fees for people with lower credit scores. Critics say that plan rewards bad behavior. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Yeah, I talked about, you know, you heard the news clip where I talked about in the first hour on if you have poor credit, you're going to get a hand up by those who have good credit. Because for some odd reason, as long as you keep doing the wrong thing, we're going to reward you. Does that make sense to anybody? Am I being too harsh here? Because I sure as heck don't think so. You know, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, since you're truly not part of the problem. You know, and everybody thinks you're heartless when you say, let's just follow the rules. Well, I think I was saying this earlier. I know some of you probably don't know some of the people I know. I know people that really have more money than they know what to do with. I also knew some people that had a boatload of money and had terrible credit. They didn't have credit cards. They owned their own businesses. That goes against you all the time for some reason. Right? And some of them argued about paying bills. They would not pay them until they felt like they were being treated properly or was the right amount of money. And some of them put them into collections and they make a, you know, they make a deal to pay them off or what have you at some point in time. I mean, really think about it. So they don't really need it. Doesn't matter to them. They don't need a credit rating to do some of the stuff that they do. It's just crazy. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the best way to be. The best way to make things work out for you. Right? All right. Let's, you know, I get bored quick, right? You guys know that. Anyway, let's hit some of these rapid-fire stories that I have, which I find just thoroughly amazing. Amusing, amazing, whatever word you want to use. right? I mean, we talked about this a while back, and you've heard it in the news as of late. Here you have prescription drugs, penicillin, and other things, all in shortages. You know why? Because we don't make them here. We make some of them here. Here's where the majority of them come from, China. And how do you know they're clean when they come from China? How do you know the fentanyl hasn't kind of been sprinkled on them? I mean, I'm not trying to scare you, but think about it. How do we? They don't have the same. They don't have the same oversight that we have, right? You know, I mean, right now, drugs like Adderall are very much in short supply. They need them. This will be treatment delays for people who need these, right? And may not, in some cases, survive without them. Here's your government on government health care. How do you like that? Anyway. ISIS confirmed that Francisco Oropesia, the Mexican national / illegal alien, accused of fatally shooting five of his neighbors in Texas. He's been deported from the U.S. multiple times, 09, March of 09, September of 09, January of 12, July of 16. I mean, just goes on and on. And you know what he was? You know what he was deported for in every one of those? Hello, DUI convictions. Yeah, just amazing. You and I would go to jail for months on end. Not them. This seems to be a free ride for them. It seems to be a non-issue. Ridiculous, just flat out ridiculous. And you Dems keep voting for these people. You keep calling us freaks. You keep voting for them. How exciting is that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, some of the Pharmacists Association, some of the members of, will no longer, as they put it, be dispensing death. Right? It's kind of like the first protest by American pharmacists to push back on the pills. Not the pill that we know from the 70s. But pharmacies are certification away from turning everyday neighborhood drugstores into abortion clinics. Now, hardworking pharmacists don't want to do this. That's not what they're there for. And now you're seeing rallies across the country in front of some of these major pharmacies not to do this. So, again, when do we speak up? When do we push back? You know, if you've got nothing else going on, and I mean it, nothing else going on, don't tell me, I'm tired of hearing about how you're busy 24-7, because you're not, especially if you're retired. Carve out time for things like this. Carve out times to do good for your community. And not that you don't, but sometimes it takes a little bit more, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, right? Now, somebody just sent me this, and I didn't have a chance to go through it, but I like the title so much. You know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, forever, has been getting away with calling conservatives hate groups. And you can do with conservatives, a hate group. Matter of fact, they've called out individual people we've had on our show as people of hate. Not for any other reason other than they don't agree with their line of thinking. Right? Samaritan's Purse comes up as a hate group. Why? Because they're supported by a ministry that doesn't believe in gay and, well, doesn't believe in the LGBTQ lifestyles. Because of their scripture. So the Southern Poverty Law Center's famous list of hate groups is under fire in a courtroom in Alabama, where judges opened the door for the group that opposes illegal immigration to challenge the SPLC for slapping it with the scarlet letter. Georgia-based Dustin Inman Society and founder D.A. King said that they work against illegal immigration but have a problem with legal immigrants. some legal immigration are on organizations' boards. Mr. King adopted sister is a immigrant, a legal immigrant. But now he says that he's suing the SPLC, ready for this? Love it. For defamation. Because they call him an anti-immigrant hate group. Now, the SPLC asked the judge to toss the case, but U.S. District Judge Keith Watkins refused in a ruling last week. He said, look, Mr. King should have a chance to develop his case, seek more evidence against the SPLC through discovery. Plaintiffs have indulged their defamation claims premised on SPLC's designation of DIS as an anti-immigration hate group. That's what I mean. They can tag you with anything. And you know, it's really funny. All those hotty-totty libs, they want you off Twitter, they want you off Facebook, because you do nothing but spew lies, mistruths. Right? And they should be thrown in jail for doing that. Well, what about the attorneys at the SPLC here? Right? Shouldn't they be thrown in jail for spewing lies as well? Gotta ask. If they knowingly put something up that they either didn't investigate but put it up anyway, or did investigate and decide to put it up because they don't like it anyhow, shouldn't they go to jail? You know, I mean, defamation cases are tough to win. Particularly if you're a public figure. I mean, they can say anything they want about me. And unless I can prove they were malicious about it, they were set out to get me out of office because of the nasty things that they said that they knew weren't true, how much I can do about it? I mean, seriously. Now, Tyler O'Neill, he's the author of Making Hate Pay, an examination of the SPLC, called the judge's ruling monumental. He said this very first defamation lawsuit specifically challenging the SPLC's hate group accusations. And it needs to be. And we need to help them push through with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure. I want you involved. I want you engaged. Right? I mean, I really want you to be part of the solution. It's really that simple. 855-ROACHOW. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part, as I like to say, you know, truly be part of the solution. Make sure, you know, that whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, you're fully informed while you're doing it. Because, again, like I always say, I love the fact that some of you have guts to speak out. But let's make sure you really know what you're speaking out about. What do you think? Just a thought. All right, 855-REAL-JOE. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Always appreciate your time with me. Okay. Man, I got so much more to get to. I'm not going to be able to get to it. I just know it. But I've been on some of my Christian friends about how they feel, what they're saying, what they're doing when it comes to combating some of this stuff. And I say the same thing to them. I say to you guys, only obviously I use a more spiritual foundation, if you would. And I say to them, look, you have got to take a stand. You really have no choice in the matter. You've been called to take a stand. How do you let's get all the quote-unquote religiosity out of this? How are you going to protect these kids? Since it's very obvious that their parents won't. Let's just be you know, blunt about it. Their parents are going to protect them. Their parents aren't going to help them. Their parents aren't willing to do anything for them to speak of. So when are you going to do it? Really, in all sincerity, when are you going to do it? And don't, well, I don't have any kids. It's not a big deal. It's not my kids. It's not this. It's not. No. No, you do have a responsibility. Look, you interact with these kids, whether it's at the supermarket or wherever you're interacting with these younger people on a regular basis. Anyway, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I know you've already heard this, but I get the biggest kick out of this. So, you know, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, he told the Wall Street Journal, I think it was last week, that he had a pretty good idea who was responsible for the stunning leak. Now everybody says, well, if he knows who it is, he should come forward with it. He should. No, stop. Just stop. He actually is a judge. He understands what evidence is all about. He understands the fact that you don't just accuse somebody of doing something because you think they might have done it. And I'm on board with him. I've been in that position. I've been accused of stuff. They shouldn't nail me on, so to speak. Right? I mean, that whole Katie Hill thing, the crap that we went through as a family, it was a big deal. So, same thing here. He knows how the law works, and he's refusing to name somebody that he has to have specific proof of. But as he puts it together without mentioning any names, he said, I personally have a pretty good idea who's responsible, but that's different from the level of proof that's needed to name somebody. Now, if he's honed it down to someone, why couldn't the Capitol Police do it? Actually, why couldn't the marshals do it? Because the marshals are the ones that enforce what the judges tell them to do. Alito said in the interview that with the journal's opinion section, he said the leak was part of an effort to prevent the Dobbs draft from becoming the decision of the court. It was to intimidate the Supreme Court justices, which, frankly, you're talking about guys that have more power than they're supposed to have and could really make life miserable, couldn't they? Now, the claim made without evidence, once again, thrust the second most senior associate justice into a frenzy of all kinds of stuff that has swirled around the court since the leak. You know, when you look at this, Roe versus Wade, conservatives outside the court for months suggested the leak was an effort to pressure the justices to reach a different conclusion. So, anyway, Alito, you know, he went on to speak about why he truly believes it went down the way it did. So anyhow, I mean, if you think about this, he's sitting there, he's watching people speak. I don't know how to explain this. I'm really doing a bad job at this, I'll admit to that. But it's kind of like when you're sitting in a corporate environment, and maybe you're on the board of directors or what have you, and you sit there, and you listen, and you watch the players, you watch how people interact with each other, you watch how they treat each other. You know, you listen to the mumblings. After a period of time, you know, you start to know the personalities of these people and what they're willing to do, right? Anyway, 855-ROAD-SHOW and 855-732-5563. It's just, again, just amazing. All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. You know, I mean, we got so much that I want to get through. So much that I want to get through over the next few days. We've got a lot. We've got to start running with some. And then the reason I'm hitting all these stories the way I am, because some of you aren't into some of the stories I talk about. If I hit enough of these, maybe one of them will slap you upside the head. You'll get up and again, you'll get rolling. You know, here's a Democrat lawmaker got caught on a hot mic mocking parents, or parental rights, I should say, as stupid garbage. I mean, think about that. This is what they think of you. Do you understand that? And if you don't fight back for that, you're done. Look, we talk about the black community a lot, but I want you to think about something. If they accepted the situation they were in the days of slavery, if they accepted all of that, they'd still be in slavery today. They would have stayed right where they were. The wrongs would not have been righted. Right? Are we going to stay where we're at? Are you really going to tell me that you feel like you've lost so much that you can't go? I can't even tell you what Tammy and I have lost over this show, over the stances that I take, and God bless her for being a strong Christian woman. And I don't just do stuff most of the time. I do sometimes I get stupid, whatever. But I'll tell her I'm going down the road. Are you good with this? You know what this might cost us. We were working through the Katie Hill stuff. I said to her, if I go public with this, you know what could happen. You understand what this could mean. And God, again, like I said, God bless her. She looks at me and says, no, you got to do the right thing. So two Democrat lawmakers in Virginia were caught on a hot mic last week mocking parental rights as garbage and crap. Now, these were recordings that were posted on social media. In the recordings, which were taken at a meet and greet, by the way, at the Christopher Newport University State University, State Senator Monty Mason and State Delegate Shelley Simmons can be heard going ripping Republicans over a bill that they put forward, SB 1515, there, a bill that required pornography websites to verify a user's age to be at least 18 before allowing access. And here's what I love. The legislature, they pass a bill, a law, that says, hey, you can, people under 18, humans under 18, cannot look at pornography in the library, right? And it doesn't even say without parental permission. They just can't look at it. So now, they've updated the law to where there has to be proof. There has to be verification that person is 18. And the Dems are having a... So my question would be, do they really want the law to begin with? I mean, they're pretty crafty people, if you think about it. Yeah, we'll pass a law, but we won't require ID, and that way we won't know, will we? I mean, really? They slammed an amendment to the bill proposed by Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin that would have required children to get permission from parents to set up social media accounts, use websites that might collect data on you. Well, what was wrong with that? No, really. So anyway, they go through, there are three bills, real bills. There were consequences of the hemp bill, offshore wind adjustments that we ended up not even discussing. So they go through this, and they're like, these bills are just stupid. These parental rights bills are stupid. I mean, that when you get to the Supreme Court, those are the things you want to be able to talk about. Look, in my little school board job, I agree, I swear to uphold the Constitution of the state and the Constitution of the United States. I don't consider it a joke. I don't consider it just something everybody does. It's important to me that I do the right thing. So I'm a senior host. Look, God bless, guys. Really, seriously, do the right thing. I know most of you do. But really look at what you're doing and make sure you are doing the right thing. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.